Penn photographed author Truman Capote for Vogue magazine in 1948. Capote had just published his first novel, Other Voices, Other Rooms, to wide acclaim. Capote was only 23, but the cultural elite had already embraced him as the impish bad boy of American literature. Yet here, he appears unfazed, slumped against the wall, casually smoking. Curator Jeff Rosenheim.
What Penn does in this picture, as he does in the adjacent portraits, is to allow his subjects to pose themselves. Very few artists of Penn's generation would have accepted this, but Penn does.
Although Capote and other noted figures may have posed themselves, they did so within the narrow receding space Penn had constructed from two theater backdrops. It was an unusual, unforgiving studio arrangement.
Some fought the closure, others embraced it. The shadows behind them, the way they push and pull the figure forward and backwards, it engages us, it activates the viewer, it challenges us to enter the space and to imagine our comfort or discomfort.
In some of the portraits, Penn reveals the room beyond the set, including the frayed carpet remnants on the floor.
It brings out a quality of the process. Some might see it as chaotic, some might see it as intentionally planned. But that tension between the seemingly planned and the seemingly random is what makes this art exciting.
Penn's portraits from the immediate post-war era were a key part of Vogue's effort to invigorate the magazine with a broader vision of American culture. Readers found political figures, designers, painters, dancers, writers, philosophers, and even boxers and wrestlers all jostling on the pages side by side. These portraits affirmed the inspiration to be found in that diversity, and they also expanded Vogue's audience.